is the sound of the 1971 Holden, the most exciting arrival on the Australian motoring scene this year. It is new from the ground up, a sleek, all-new, all-Australian body, new suspension, new engines, new interiors, and some of the most advanced safety features yet seen on a locally built car. Rob Luck, editor of Modern Motor Magazine. What is the new Holden really like?
Well, it's impressive and different, particularly different from anything we've ever seen in Australia before. This is a world-class machine stacked with advanced styling, engineering and safety equipment. General Motors has even extended the model range to provide a car for every buyer's pocket.
Well, that's how it looks on paper. But Modern Motor wanted to find out what it was like on the road. The test crew started with the glamorous new Monaro range. This is Rob Luck calling the shots from behind the wheel of the booming big Monaro GTS 350 with manual transmission and limited slip diff.
To get away clean and fast, we'll rev this big V8 engine right to 4,000 RPM, then drop the clutch savagely. Now, 30 miles an hour in 3.1 seconds, to 40 miles an hour in 4.5 seconds, then into second gear for 50 miles an hour in 6.4 seconds, 60 miles an hour coming up in 8.6 seconds, followed by a flying shift to third gear. Then 70 miles an hour on the stopwatch in 11.5 seconds, 80 miles an hour in fourth gear together at 14.7 seconds, 90 miles an hour in 19.3 seconds, and 100 miles an hour, or the magic ton, in just 25 seconds flat. The four-speed gearbox gets you 47 miles an hour in first, 63 miles an hour in second, 80 in third, and 129 in fourth. That's big power and big performance, but with standard seat belts, big new ventilated disc brakes, and coil spring suspension, the Holden Monaro GTS is also one of the safest high-performance cars available.
But the biggest Monaro is certainly thirsty when it's driven hard. The test crew could only put 11 miles into each gallon during performance trials, and the total test average was only 16 miles per gallon. With careful use of the throttle and steady medium highway speeds, Modern Motor lifted fuel economy to 21.5 mpg, but that's the best you could expect. That sort of performance and thirst for fuel is beyond the average driver's price bracket. But the new range of engines provides good power with good economy for the family machine. Torquey six-cylinder engines that stretch 24 miles into the gallon but still take the family luggage and tow the holiday boat or caravan with ease come cheaply in the basic range of Belmonts and Kingsworth. Rob Luck, just what is the model breakdown?
There are five engines all told, two six-cylinder and three V8s. The V8s are virtually unchanged from last year, but the sixes have increased cubic capacity, power and torque. Last year's bottom-of-the-line 161 cubic inch 6 becomes the new 173 with 118 brake horsepower. And last year's 186 and high-performance 186S are replaced by a single engine, the 202 cubic inch 6, which puts out 135 brake horsepower. To get the extra power safely to the ground, GM has built in a new coil spring rear suspension and a full front chassis. The new body is wider with an increased track for greater road holding, and it's also longer, lower and slightly heavier. The wheelbase is unchanged, which means the car isn't bulkier or harder to turn and manoeuvre, yet there is more space inside due to complete redesigning.
The Modern Motor test crew decided to call in a woman for the practical evaluation of the all-new interior. So over to Bobo Faulkner, glamorous national TV compare and fashion expert. Bobo?
Well, the cockpit seems much more roomy than any previous Australian car. And I'm sure women will be pleased to see the bright new colours they've used for seats and upholstery. And thank goodness the handbrake is down beside the driver's seat. And now our fingernails won't always get broken reaching for it under the dash. The new brake position's easier too for hill starts without having to unstrap your seatbelt. The luxury Sport Premier and Monaro models are very chic, with brilliant ideas like, if you order bucket seats, you get a smooth aircraft-style console and neat little bins where you stow away the ends of the seatbelts. finally, a point for the big family. That station wagon has to be the biggest on the market. According to the test crew, that's because the wheelbase is 3 inches longer than the sedans.
And just how do those average family man sedans perform? The Modern Motor test crew selected a basic Kingswood sedan equipped with the new 202 six-cylinder engine and now legendary Trimatic three-speed automatic gearbox. Rob Luck, how did it go?
Just listen to this. The 202 Kingswood is approaching a tight hairpin. It's the sort of corner you'd see on the open road with an advisory speed sign of 15 or 20 miles an hour. But this one's on our private test track, closed to the public and free of traffic. Listen to the Kingswood brake to take it at an incredible 50 miles an hour. Out the other side and no problems. That's good control. A manual override means the driver can grab a lower gear to slow for the tight turn and use the engine power in cornering. The suspension's firm, steering is light and positive, but those standard tyres are just a little noisy. Here comes another tight turn. That sort of handling means safety. It's something you'll never have to try. You don't have to make the point like we do. But it's nice to know the handling is there if you ever get into trouble.
The Modern Motor test team also lined the stopwatches up against the basic family man Holden. This is how the 202 Trimatic accelerates from a standing start. 0 to 30 in 4.1 seconds. The automatic shifts smoothly at 37 miles an hour to give 40 in 6 seconds, 50 miles an hour in 9.3 seconds, and 60 in 13.4 seconds. The change to top is at 65 miles an hour, with 70 in 20.6 seconds, and 80 miles an hour in less than 30 seconds.
Those figures were recorded with the automatic placed in drive range, and the automatic is so good, we found this was faster than using manual selection.
The Modern Motor team reported good performance from even the bottom line economy models, but they also wanted to establish the safety standard. Rob Luck, how did you do this?
Safe braking is the most critical area. I gave a basic Belmont an absolute thrashing on our special braking skid pad. Just listen to a full panic stop from 50 miles an hour. Now for 60 miles an hour. And finally, an incredible 90 miles an hour, almost the top speed of the car.
The Holden pulled up almost dead straight every time. The 90 mile an hour crash stop resulted in a small slide for the last few feet. But how many drivers would ever have to use that?
But Mr. and Mrs. Average will appreciate all the new safety features and cockpit extras. Instant release handbrake on the floor between the driver's seat and the door, 4 jet windscreen washers, thief-proof ignition key steering lock combination, and through-flow ventilation. The quarter vents are now gone. The heater demister is standard. Seating is all new. The square instrumentation and warning lights are clearly readable through the spokes of the specially designed new wheel. And the interior located bonnet opening catch is a further feature to combat car theft.
Well, it all adds up. A bright new package with beefed up six-cylinder power plants, an extended model range, and a strong undercurrent of safety. That's why Modern Motor refers to it as General Motors' biggest step forward yet. Modern Motor acknowledges GMH's achievements with this first ever recorded road test presentation.